When I was a little lad, growing up back at home in my parents' house, it really was difficult when you were moving around the house not to see an image of the Sacred Heart. My parents particularly had a really strong devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So it wasn't just in the lounge room, but almost every one of our bedrooms also had a very large image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so it's an image that I'm very familiar with. It's a very strong part of my life. But the images that we sometimes have about the Sacred Heart can be a little bit interesting. If you want to just flick to the next one. This is a more kind of contemporary image, but you can see the flames kind of coming off the heart of Jesus much more clearly in this one. And that can be a little bit kind of scary, just kind of wondering what on earth is going on there. If you take it to the next image. In this one, Jesus is presenting his heart to us. And again, that can just be a little bit freaky at times. And you know, at times when I looked at the images of the Sacred Heart that were in my mum and dad's house, you know, there were times when I was a little bit kind of off-put by it. But an image that I really love of the Sacred Heart, if you go to the next image, is this one. And it's the one that I actually chose when I was ordained to be a priest. I chose this image to represent what I wanted to be about as a priest. And unlike the first three images that we've had today, which came from places like England and Ireland, this one comes from another country and another tradition. It comes from a place called Spain. And so this is a stained glass window in a church in Madrid. Now, what is different about this is that although the heart of Jesus is central, it's not quite as scary, is it? It's just this sense of this presence of the love of Jesus being shown and demonstrated. But the one I really want to get to is the final image. So if we go to that. Because this one comes from a place called Paray-le-Monial. It's a little village in the center of France. And it was in this place that a very holy woman called St. Margaret Mary, and she was praying in the chapel in her convent, and she received an image. She received this vision of Jesus coming before her. Now, the thing about this image is, you can look at any three of the screens. It's really cool now that we've got three screens. Is it shows Jesus in the scene that we just read from the Gospel. It's showing Jesus telling us how much he loves us. Because when you ask Jesus, how much do you love us? Jesus never says, oh, about this much. What does he do? Yep. How much do you think Jesus loves us? All his heart. Yeah. And he shows us that on the cross. What does he do on the cross? Does he spread out his arms? How much does he spread out his arms? Pretty much as far as he possibly can, doesn't he? He's spreading his arms out as far as he possibly can to show us how much he loves us. And this is the image of Jesus on the cross that first inspired this modern devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And all that we have is just this warm, glowing light in the center of the heart, of the center of the chest of Jesus, the place where the heart is, showing this love and just demonstrating the extent of the love that Jesus has. And the whole of the chapel The whole of the scene is just filled with this beautiful, warm light as Christ demonstrates that love to us. And Margaret Mary received words to go with the vision. And she heard Jesus say to her, "Behold the heart that loves us so much. Behold the heart that loves us so much." Because at that time in France and in lots of other places around the world, people thought it was only the really good people who were able to be loved by God. People thought it was only the really holy people, the people like your teachers. They were the only ones that could possibly be loved by God. Maybe the prefects, maybe they were the ones who could be loved by God. Maybe the principal, maybe they were okay. But the rest of us, you know, we weren't anywhere near good enough to be loved by God. But when Jesus appeared to Margaret Mary, he said to her, "No, behold the love, behold the heart that has loved us so much." And how much does Jesus want to love us? This much. He spreads out his arms on the cross to demonstrate the extent of his love for us. If you're ever wondering, am I good enough? If you're ever thinking, have I done too many bad things in my life? If you're ever kind of confused because you've got in trouble again at home or at school, if you're ever kind of questioning and wondering, does God love me? Have I done enough to deserve God's love? Well, the answer to that is no. We've never done enough to deserve God's love. But he loves us anyway. He loves us over and over and over again. And if you ever wonder, how much love does Jesus have for me? Then all you need to do is look at the cross. Look at the cross of Jesus. And then remember, what is Jesus doing? He's spreading his arms out. And what does someone do when they spread their arms out for us? Yeah. When you see mom and dad doing this, what are they about to do almost? Cuddle you. Yeah, they're about to give you a big hug. So when you look at Jesus on the cross, that's what he's wanting to do. He's saying, "Come, come to me. Let me hug you. Let me love you. Let me show how much you are loved." That is why I love this feast day. That's why it's a beautiful celebration, because it's this constant reminder of how much Jesus loves us. And he will do anything to try and break through into our silly thick skulls, remind us how much he loves us. So let's be loved by Jesus today. When Jesus says, "Behold the heart that loves us so much," let's just say, "Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I will love you in return."